They probably thought that you were a single mother going to the airport, just trying to make it to another day.
No, I just tell everyone my husband died, and then people give you so much empathy.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
You know, I did not think that you were going to come back from your vacation in Ontario.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to either, because my sister was supposed to fly home with us on Saturday, okay? Yeah. Because I have a 3-month-old and a 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. She got COVID.
No.
I was like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm traveling by myself. I ended up traveling by myself with the 2 kids. I told Garrett, I was like, I'll see you at Christmas. Like, come out at Christmas, because I'm not flying back with 2 kids. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, I would have just stayed. But how was it? How was flying back?
First of all, I booked the basic fare with WestJet. So I called them and they're like, you can't change it. I was like, can I speak to the manager? They're like, nope. Like,
you pulled the can I speak to the manager card?
Yeah, I was like, can I speak with your manager? And they're like, and the manager was like, no, you still can't change it. I was like, but can I pay you money? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you have kids? He's like, that doesn't matter. I was like, no, because one day you will look back at this conversation when you have kids and you will be like, wow, I should have had a little bit more empathy for that mom of 2 kids.
Quick sidebar, though. Doesn't it have, when you book a flight, the basic flight, it says, like, you cannot change your flight. You have to check all that before you pay, correct?
I get it, but I didn't think that I'd be in this situation.
Of course.
And plus, traveling with 2 kids, it's expensive. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm going to choose the cheap. I would fly with the luggage if it meant I got there for 50 bucks. You know, like, I don't care. I don't need leg room. My legs are tiny. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay. But you got home. You're home now. So everything was fine.
You know what? Our flight was at 6:30 a.m. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So we all got up. I know. We got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and we get through our baggage drop off and we get through security. Everyone's looking at me like I have 2 heads because they see me with my big ass double stroller and my baby and the 2-year-old. And they're just like, you're nuts. And I'm like, I know. So we go right into a kiosk and I let Cole pick whatever snacks he wants. So you best believe he's eating Cheetos and watching CoComelon on the plane. Does he watch CoComelon at home? Absolutely not. On the plane, you can watch whatever you want, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You want CoComelon for 4 hours? You can watch CoComelon for 4 hours. I do not care. Just please sit.
See, that is parenting 101, though.
And then our second flight, because,
oh, right.
You know, couldn't just get a direct flight to Edmonton. We had to do Calgary to Grand Prairie and then drive 2 hours home.
Oh, my God.
The second flight, I was like, okay, pick whatever snack you want. He picked a giant bag of Smarties. This kid, you know what? He knew, right? That he was like, mom won't say no.
Aren't you kind of proud of him? Because I feel like if you were in that situation, you would pick the big bag of chocolate as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so proud of him because he was actually an angel. Like, he was so good. Well, both, like, Celine is an angel all the time. She's just angel baby. But he was so good, Jamie. He only had a mini meltdown when he had to put Ellie the elephant, his little stuffy, on the conveyor belt through security. That was, like, the only time. But everyone around us was like, don't worry, look at Ellie. Like, I can see her. Like, she's going through. And so people were really helpful and, like, really nice. So.
They probably thought that you were a single mother going to the airport, just trying to make it to another day.
No, I just tell everyone my husband died, and then people give you so much empathy.
But WestJet won't change your flight, though.
WestJet. Just kidding. I don't ever say that.
How was your vacation, though? Because you were gone for a month, pretty much.
A month. Yeah. It was amazing. Being at home with my family was awesome. I thought it was going to be, you know, spending a month with your family.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot, but it actually turned out to be really nice. And the weather was beautiful. It was like 26 degrees every day. Like at night, it would drop down to 19 and we would go to the beach. And my mom's like, grab a sweater, Victoria. Like, it's going to be chilly. I'm like, mom, I would love to shiver because I am sweating. Okay. I am sweating here. And my boomer parents, I don't know. They just don't, they get cold easily because I don't know. They're boomers. So they have the house, Jamie, at 25 degrees. I'm like, Jamie, I was dying. I'm like, you guys can afford to turn on the AC, okay? Like, let's spend some of that money and yeah, turn on
because you know, because you know Ontario's weather, it is very different from Alberta's weather. Yeah. So even 25 degrees, that is summer in it's Alberta. Hot.
But how was your trip? We were actually in Ontario at the exact same time.
Yes, I would like to go on the record that I did put out the effort to see if we could meet up on the Saturday, but yes, you weren't coming into the city. So I tried.
I know.
My trip was really good. We flew in with Flair Airlines. The friend that I brought with me, he had never been to Toronto before. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to show him around. And it's funny because I was like, it was bringing me back to when I used to live in the city. I'm like, whoa, I am not used to walking anywhere because
yeah,
I had a car now. So like we walked, I'm not even kidding. We like walked from Union Station to the St. Lawrence Market to Yorkville to the Village.
Yorkville?
Bougie area. Oh, if, like, okay. Near Yonge-and-Bloor. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like that's.
It was a walk. Yeah. And we did both not bring footwear that was appropriate for walking.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember even the one day we were like, went from Trinity Bellwoods, walked like all the way back to the Village again, like just everywhere. It was crazy. But it was really fun. I had a great time. I got to see a few of my friends. And I did the same thing that I did with you. Like, I put out feelers and I let people know that I'm there. But I'm like, I'm not going to remind you because this trip is going to go by super quick. And yeah, as much as you want to see people, your vacation doesn't become a vacation. You're literally like scheduled every single day. So luckily, and I say this luckily because I'm going back to Toronto in 2 weeks. I didn't get to see everybody, but it was more relaxing that way because I just kind of got to go with the flow, show my friend around, mm-hmm. which is wild. When we were going places, he was like, yeah, I don't really like to travel to go see things. I'm like, you don't want to just see like the mall or, you know, the CN Tower and whatnot. And we did for the sake of like doing it. But like, mm-hmm. he was like, I want good food and I want gay people. I'm like, that's it. That's a model to life, really.
Yeah, that's great. You mean I don't have to spend $80 to go up the CN Tower? Like, right? That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, we walked to the tower, took a photo, and I'm like, it's $70 to get in. I'll do it if you want. He's like, no. I'm like, thank God. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's expensive. I know.
Yeah.
Can you also just say that you, how late did you stay up?
Oh my gosh, Victoria, this was not my idea. And this happened 3 nights that I was there because we live in the prairies. So there's not like a crazy amount of nightlife. The second night we were there, my friend wanted to go out and we didn't leave the house until like 11 o'clock, which I was like, Lord, child, I'm already like in bed watching TV, but okay. So we get to the Village and we're out.
That is like university days, going to the bar at 11 o'clock. Like, no. We're in our 30s. We don't do that.
This is a life without kids, too. Let me tell you, if this was you,
I would be sleeping with my eyes open.
It's what it is. So after the bar closes, like we bar hopped, went to a couple bars and whatever. And then my friend's like, let's just walk around the city. And I'm like, it's like 2:30, but okay. So we're walking around the city and whatever. And I'm just like waiting for him to say, like, I'm tired. And after it was like 3:30 at this point, I'm like, we got to go. Like, I'm ready to go to bed now.
What was he drinking? Like espresso martinis that he was just like wired?
He did get a London Fog after the bar. So like at 2:45 or something. But
oh, what?
Listen, because this was his first time traveling to the city, I'm like, I'm here for you and I'm here to support you. But also never do this again. Because like 3 nights, Victoria, 3 in the morning, 3 different nights.
You're going to kill your tour guide. And then I bet you were up and at him like really early in the morning.
Yeah. One day I slept in until 9:30. This was my sleeping in. And
God, I haven't seen that time in a really long time. I haven't slept until 9:30 since.
But you've also never seen the time of 3 a.m. when you're out and about doing stuff versus breastfeeding or something.
Yeah, because I'm like, I see 3 a.m. every night.
Very different. But are you happy to be back home now?
Yeah, no, I'm really happy to be home. Just, you know, planning my next trip. But you know what? I love that we live this life of, you know, planning your next getaway because I think that's so fun, you know? Going to work, every time I would come back from a vacation, people like be like, oh, that's so nice. I'm like, oh, yeah, like already planning the next one. They're like, what? I'm like, this is what I live for.
This is literally
the
point.
I live for going places. And yeah. Food, you know?
Yeah. I was saying to my friend, because when you go on a trip with a friend, you want to make sure that you travel well together. And I'm like, you're pretty easygoing. You did one thing that annoyed me. I'm like,
what was it?
Oh, he just kept singing all the time. And like, you know, like if we're having a conversation and just sing a song or he'll sing what he's thinking to you. And I'm like, yeah, none of that. We can can stop that real quick.
Yeah, no, that sounds like my mom, and you got to cut that.
That's what I'm saying.
I've told her. I was like, why do you do that?
Mm-hmm. If you have a good voice, I would be okay with it. But it's normally people that can't sing that do that too. I'm like, I just don't need to hear that. And we went to karaoke twice. I'm like, and he won't get up on stage. I'm like, that's when you can sing. Then I won't have a problem with it.
Yeah, what? I'd be like, excuse me, you've been practicing all day.
Pretty much, right?
Your vocal cords are warmed up. Let's get up there.
Yeah, but happy to be back too. Kyle and I are going to Toronto to celebrate the anniversary. And I'll get to see more people this time too. And bring back my red velvet cake because I did not bring it on this most recent flight.
How many years?
It's been 4 years. And let me tell you, the only reason why I haven't brought it back this past, because I know no one cares, but really it's important to me. The last time I went on Flair Airlines was like maybe 2 years ago. And they used to let you bring like a bag for free. And then
okay,
like
I'm not even talking.
What?
I'm not talking about your velvet cake. I'm talking about how many years you and Kyle have been together for your anniversary.
You go straight. I thought you were talking about the...
I'm not talking about how many years you've enjoyed this cake for. I'm talking about... Oh, my God. Jamie.
Wow. I was ready to give you a whole story about cake. Sorry. Okay.
No, I know.
Okay. It's been 6 years that we've been together.
Okay.
You know what? We'll leave it at that. I'll save you the cake story for next time.
Let's get personal. Personal. Let's get personal. Personal.
Would you rather sit beside on a plane ride, a Karen or a baby?
A Karen, for sure.
You'd rather sit beside a Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because babies, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's not a baby's fault. Now, if this was like a toddler or something, that's a different story. But a baby, because on the flight back, there was a baby and a cat on the plane who were, I think, having a conversation with each other because the baby would scream and then the cat would meow. We can't stop them. But yeah. A Karen, that's entertainment. That is, let me pull up my phone and get this on video and go viral. So I would love to experience it in the wild and be like, are you for real right now? Like, I would love that.
Okay.
If you were to plan a 2-week vacation, who would you rather go with? Your best friend or your husband?
My husband. Even though he pisses me off, I love him so much.
Okay, I ask this because this question, something similar was going viral on social media the last week or so. They're talking about, would you rather is with your partner versus your best friend? And they're like, people are like, oh, well, your partner should be your best friend. And I'm like, well, they're like a part of your best friend, but also like people you've known for how many years that have been with you through thick and thin.
Yeah, no, for sure. But no, I would 100% choose Garrett. Like we need to get away and do something fun together.
I took that as we need to get away from here. We need to not be here around these kids.
We need a break.
What was your favorite thing about the first day or the first week of school for you?
I love back to school. I love back to school shopping, crayons in your new pencil case, in your new backpack. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I loved going back to school shopping with my dad because my dad said yes to everything. My mom was like, absolutely not. My dad would take my sister and I to Staples. My mom would take us to Walmart.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like my dad would be like, oh yeah, you need this? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go no, all
we'll get that. Mm-hmm. My mom's like, you don't need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love everything. I loved seeing my friends. It was always like warmer weather. So you would go back to school and then you would come back home and you would be able to, you know, go outside and play with your friends. I love the vibe of back to school. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, I'm like, I hate my life.
You hate it. Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
No joke. No, I'm literally the same. Especially because my birthday typically falls around the first day of school. So I got that to start. I love showing off like my brand new clothes.
Yeah.
I didn't get like a new backpack every year, but I like, you know, you have like a week of fashion ready to go to like, yeah, look at this new stuff that I got and look what's new with me. Mm-hmm. Like I grew taller every single year. didn't get a lick of body hair till I was 17, but you know.
Like, really? No. Oh, wow.
So I found a list of the top things that people miss about school.
Okay.
Number 8, cafeteria food.
The only thing I would get from the caf was you could buy 4 cookies for $1. And these cookies were totally undercooked, and you would put them in a plastic bag. So the fact that I was able to give birth and that did not affect my fertility, because I literally would eat plastic because they would be like burning, you know, hot cookies in a plastic bag. They would all melt together and you'd eat them. First of all, I ate 4 of those cookies every single day in high school and like didn't eat any weight. Like, that was the beauty of being a teenager, you know?
Yeah, those days are long gone. I know.
That is what I miss most. The ooey gooey cookies. So good for $1.
Oh, yeah, because you're never going to see that price ever again.
No.
Number 7, like we were saying, the first day of school. So showing off your new outfits and your backpacks and all that. Number 6, field trips. Taking the day off, going somewhere new, learning about the city. There was a petition I saw that people were saying that adults should do this too. Like have like a once a month thing or whatever, where they all, the team gets together and goes out and learns about the city or does something fun and social.
Yeah, I love that.
Number 5, about things that people missed about school, were the fights. There was something really, really cool about people getting together and watching people fight over something that's typically so stupid or ridiculous. Yeah. Or like seeing even like a student like talk back to a teacher was so entertaining for me.
I remember one time the power went out in our school.
Oh.
And that was just fucking chaos. That was like flying garbage cans, you know what I mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah, teachers holding like little candles, like lighting the way. No, it was absolutely barbaric.
Jeez, what year was this?
Oh, I think I was in like grade 10 or 11. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Number 4 on the list was seeing your crush in the hallway.
Oh my God. Wow. You're just bringing back all the memories.
All the memories, right? Yeah.
It's so good.
I liked it because I had a boy crush and a girl crush at the time. And I'm like, so I got to make sure like I smell good, but I was like, you know, smell rugged like a man as well too. It was a good combination.
Funny.
Number 3, saying something that makes the entire class laugh. That was the best for me. I like to think I'm pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you just make the whole class erupt in laughter, it was just like that feeling of like, yes, I am funny. I got this moment.
Yeah.
Number 2, free for all day. There's no real plan or something got canceled. So the teacher's like, go wild, do whatever you want for the next 50 minutes or something.
Yes. And I loved always when there was like track and field day, when you just got to like hang out outside all day and like take part in whatever you want to take part in.
Yeah, I would purposely always participate in doing the triple jump because no one ever did the triple jump. And like, I would always place enough to go to the actual day where like everyone competes for real.
Nice.
Knowing I'm never going to win, but I'm like, but no one does this event. So I'm just guaranteed the day to go.
Yeah, another day off.
Literally.
Yeah.
And the thing that people missed the most about school is mandatory extracurriculars like gym class and home ec, theater class, band class, dance, just something that allowed you to be creative and not just do the typical learning at school.
Yeah, I think you and I both love those. I think those probably haunt a lot of people, but for us, we're like, we thrive.
It was great. That and the fights, for sure. I love school fights. They were so entertaining to me.
Jamie, do you have an issue returning things to a store?
Can I tell you, I'm actually proud of the lack of shame that I have returning things.
Okay.
There was one day that I bought Captain Peanut Butter Crunch cereal, went home, had a bowl, brought the cereal back, and I'm like, this cereal is terrible. And I asked for my money back. It was so bad. So,
really?
That was years ago. But yeah, like I have no shame bringing anything back to a store. I will return anything.
I think that's valid if it is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked at Costco in the return section and we had people return things that was just insane. You know, like they would eat all the muffins except for 2 and they'd be like, these muffins are bad. And I'm like, okay.
But it took you 8 muffins to figure that out, huh?
Yeah. But I'm all about, you know, if something's bad like that, 100% you should get your money back.
Well, I saw a story. This was ridiculous, where a woman returned her Christmas tree to Costco after Christmas because she's like, I don't need it anymore. And like,
that was
that's
me.
Ridiculous.
I told you that story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
That is crazy. I know. I know. Yeah. I was doing the return. She's like, I don't need that. I'm like, yeah,
That's not how it works. That's ridiculous. That's not how it works.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you this story. Just bear with me with this.
Okay.
This woman is bringing shame to a whole new level, okay? She is asking her wedding photographer for a refund 4 years later because she's now getting a divorce.
Wait, she's getting divorced, so that's why she wants her money back?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? The level of like petty, like I don't even know if petty is the right word. Just
it's the audacity.
She has no shame. Yeah. She really has no shame. The photographer obviously said no, because I mean, mm-hmm. it's been 4 years and why should he give money back? He did the service. He got paid for it. He moved mm-hmm. in like, yeah.
I will give her credit because it does take a lot of nerve and the audacity to be able to have the gumption to say, to go back to your vendor. Imagine she went back to like every single person involved in the wedding. So the mm-hmm. venue, the caterer, just like, yeah, so we got married and we're not getting divorced, so I deserve a full refund. That is delusional.
Yeah, that is not my problem.
Do you think it was like a publicity thing for the photographer, or like this is the
Ooh.
Real thing?
You know, I never thought of it like that, but that would actually be kind of smart. Because
mm-hmm.
now, look, he's all over BuzzFeed. He's all over the mm-hmm. news stations. Everyone knows who this photographer is now. I bet you a lot of people are looking him up and stuff.
We're going to support him because people yes. think that she's crazy. Like, not that I want to be negative about it, but I'm like, people are doing whatever they can do to go viral nowadays.
Yes.
You know, but also I know that there's crazy people out there that will try this and try to get refunds for whatever reason. So it, I don't know, 50-50, but still the nerve of this woman.
Fake news. You are fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. Okay. A biologist discovers a blonde moth with tiny genitals and names a new species after Donald Trump.
So funny.
A bear falls through skylight into the party and then eats all the cupcakes. And a zoo separates five parrots after the birds were caught encouraging each other to bite the guests. Which one is the fake news?
The zoo parrots are fake. I bet you it's a different animal.
Okay, that is the fake news. And it was with parrots. And actually, the parrots were encouraging each other to swear at the guests.
So funny.
I don't know. There's something really, really creepy to me about parrots. Or birds in general. But, mm-hmm. you know, like when an animal can talk back to me, I think it's really cool if it was like a dog or a cat or something. But a bird... Like, birds to me, first of all, they're flying diseases. And also, I just don't trust them.
No, I agree. Birds are creepy. Except if they're wearing hats. I like birds with hats.
No, even with a hat, it's even more creepy. I just think of, like, if you're in Toronto, where there's pigeons everywhere, and then mm-hmm. they just come up, they're like, bro, can I have some bread? Bro, you know, that's what I would think about.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
If you're a fan of Shrek and a fan of free things, this is for you. An Airbnb is offering a free weekend stay at Shrek's Swamp at a Scotland home designed after the fictional ogre's tree stump from the movie Shrek.
Oh. That's pretty
cool.
That's
so funny. Yeah. The October 27th to 29th stay hosted by Donkey can be booked for up to 3 people starting October 13th. The Airbnb said that the stay is not a contest, but it will be booked on first come, first serve basis. That is such a good idea. It's like those Airbnbs that have like the Barbie themed. Like I love mm-hmm. a good themed Airbnb.
I like it to look at it. I don't think I'd want to stay there out of mm-hmm. practicality because I just can't imagine it being very comfortable.
In a swamp?
That's the thing. Say. Like, I'm pretty sure there's no indoor plumbing at a swamp, you know?
Okay, well, the home features oversized furniture, earwax candles, and an outhouse.
There you go. See what I'm saying?
I don't know if I could do an outhouse as a vacation.
Yeah, like, I love the idea of it, and I think it'd be cool for a photo op. But again, I need indoor plumbing. I need heat. You know me. I have a hat and blanket on constantly. No swamp.
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random.
Random.
Facts.
The Aurora Borealis has a sister phenomenon. It's called the Aurora Australis, and it can be viewed in the Southern Hemisphere.
The salty taste of bacon isn't natural. The salty flavor comes from the curing and brining process. After the meat is prepared, it is flavored and preserved.
There was a fifth member of the Beatles. His name is Stuart Sutcliffe, and he was a painter and a bassist who was an original member before the band got famous.
That would suck for Stuart.
Right? Like you left or you got kicked out and then the band made it. I would be forever choked.
It's like the fourth member of Destiny's Child.
That's you even know? Worse because she was in the band and people still don't know her name.
Leeches
Sorry.
Leeches
Sorry, sir.
You good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Leeches were used to predict the weather. This was a common practice during the Victorian era. Further research proved this method wasn't reliable. Well, no shit. Like, the leech is like, let me live my life back in my swamp.
Oh my gosh. The question mark, exclamation mark, punctuation has a term. It's called interrobang and was invented during the 1960s. It made it easy for advertisements to express emotional questions to another. I found these facts and I'm like, I don't know, these seem interesting. But I am dying from the Destiny's Child comments.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
I started talking to you about this too, about how I get free stuff for my birthday all the time.
Oh yeah.
So many people always text me or just like to find out exactly what they can get for their birthday. So I did make a little list here that I want to quickly just go through so that people know. And again, for most of these, you've got to either sign up on an app or a newsletter prior to your birthday, typically like a week before. But here we go. Canadian Brew House, you'll get free nachos. Buffalo Wild Wings will give you free wings. Denny's, a free Grand Slam. IHOP, free pancakes. Tim Hortons, a free coffee or donut. New York Fries will give you free fries. KFC gives you a free popcorn chicken. Pizza Hut, free breadsticks. Quiznos, free sub. Mr. Sub will give you a free sub. Olive Garden, free dessert. The Keg, Boston Pizza and Marble Slab Creamery. Montana's and Cactus Club will give you a free dessert. Cobb's Bread will give you a free cinnamon bun, and they give you a free scone on your half birthday. Cookies by George will give you a free cookie, and Starbucks will give you a free drink, and Sephora will give you free makeup as well, too.
That is crazy. Okay, what did you do on your birthday this year?
I tackled maybe like a third of that list. Mm-hmm. So I did like, you know, I went to Denny's and I went to Tim Hortons and Starbucks, and so I even got stuff from Sephora and whatever, and Marble Slab Creamery. Like, it was so much food in one day. It's impossible to eat it all. But
oh yeah.
And some of these places will give you like Mr. Sub, for example, they gave you 30 days to use it, which is nice.
Oh, that is
like a coupon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't know anyone that goes to Mr. Sub.
That's the thing. It was my first time there. And I'm like, oh God, no wonder people give this away for free. It was terrible.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But again, it's my third or fourth year in a row where I do my little birthday tour and I get a lot of free stuff, which is really nice.
Do you, so when you were like out for breakfast and stuff, did you, you know, share some of your meal with Kyle?
Well, he got his own meal and then paid for his. So that's what we do. On his birthday, I do the same. I'm like, tell me where you want to go and I'll buy my thing and I'll go with you. So I'm there that way. And I would like to point out that while I was in Toronto, I paid for the majority of my friends' things. Like when I would see people, I'm like, yeah, I'll buy your drink. I'll do this. Yeah, don't worry.
Jamie, you're such a nice friend.
I really shouldn't have done that when I looked at my credit card bill. I was like, that was a
that was a mistake. Next time I'm going with a rich friend. Okay?
Right? I know. I'm not the rich friend. But when's your next vacation? Is that anytime soon?
I think just Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's not a vacation somewhere. Because that's just like you're going to go see family.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming Florida then in February.
Oh, yeah, for sure. See ya.
And glad that we're back, though. We'll see how long until the next break. It's like always a little mystery.
We'll chat with you next week. Don't play.
We'll see. I might go on a vacation early. Who knows?
Oh my God.
All good. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.